Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari, as a part of the Thursday live program broadcast every week in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. Now we move on to the next segment, that is the Vedam Tutor. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of Vedam Tutor. We bring to you something very special today as a part of our Vedam Tutor today. Every year in the month of September, we, the students of Bhagwan, working in various institutions of Bhagwan, called the Sai Sannidhi Group, come together and collectively offer our gratitude to our dearest Mother Sai for giving us the sacred opportunity of serving in His institutions at His lotus feet. In the year 2014, as a part of the Sai Sannidhi Day, the Vedam group members had an opportunity to share our experiences as a Vedam group with Bhagwan and the various lessons for life that Swami had taught us through those experiences. We bring to you that beautiful module which was presented in the immediate divine presence of our Lord in the Sai Kulwant Hall. After this presentation, as a part of today's Vedam Tutor, on the other side, you will be listening to the Vedic chants and the bhajans live from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia Stream. Offering our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, Sabhaya Namaha. Be it Bhagwan's divine discourse or the Dasara Yajnam, be it the inauguration of an international conference or the festivities in the local seva organizations, Bhagwan had always ensured that any important event, small or big, always began and commenced with the Vedic chanting. As all of us know, Bhagwan had inspired and encouraged all of us, everyone, without any discretion of age group, caste, religion, gender, nationality, race, to learn the Vedic chants and thereby understand the universality of the Vedas. Bhagwan, today we deem it a great blessing. Because of your grace, we are able to recollect and relive some of those sweet moments which we, the Sai Sannidhi members, had as a part of the learning and chanting of Vedic recital in your divine presence. To start with, we shall now try to know how exactly this Vedic chanting and the learning of Veda mantras by the students had started. I now call upon Brother Vedanarayanan, who has been associated with the learning and the chanting of the Vedas from its very inception. Sai Ram, brother.
Sai Ram, Ganesh. Most dearest and loving Bhagavan, we are extremely fortunate and blessed to be part of your mission of Vedic Renaissance. In order to establish Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavan has taken four pillars: Veda Poshana, Vidvat Poshana, Dharma Sthapana and Bhakta Rakshana. Bhagavan has sowed the seed of Veda chanting in this holy land of Prashanti Nilayam. That seed has grown and spread all over the world. Today, in each and every corner of the globe, there is Veda chanting. If people are chanting Veda without any discrimination of caste, color or creed or religion, Swami, it is only because of one individual, that is you, Bhagavan. It was way back in 1961, the first Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, in the immediate presence of Bhagavan, it took place. Of course, Poonachandra Auditorium was not there. It was a small shed then. And later in 1962, during Swami's birthday, Swami inaugurated a Veda Padashala with few students. And during the inaugural address, Swami gave a very prophetic declaration. Swami said, one day this will become a university. People laughed. Looking at that condition of the Puttaparthi of those days, they felt, how can it ever happen? But today, Swami, we stand testimony and witness to that declaration of yours, which has unfolded in front of our eyes, Bhagavan. All the children from primary school to postgraduate level, all the children of yours, Swami, they all chant Vedas today at your presence.
What was the first experience when you started learning the Vedas? How was the environment like, and who was put in charge for you for teaching the Vedas, sir?
Swami was so gracious enough. Swami select few of us, and we had the great good fortune of learning Vedas from none other than Brahmasri Kamavadhani Garu, who was a great Vedic scholar. And he has dedicated his entire life at the feet of Bhagavan and also for the cause of Vedas. And you know, Swami arranged special classes for us just behind the Poonachandra auditorium rooms. And for our great good fortune, Bhagavan himself used to come and sit in the class. He used to make us chant individually. He used to correct our pronunciations. He used to correct our intonations. And I remember, when each one of us were asked like that, one of the boys told Swami, I will chant along with all the other boys. I am not confident of chanting alone. Swami said, nothing doing. I will not agree for that. I want each one of you to learn the Vedas properly, and you should chant confidently. That is what Bhagavan said those days.
Were there any other experiences, interesting ones, regarding your Vedic learning? Regarding the Nagar Sankirtan time, in the early morning Vedic chants.
Those were the days when Veda chanting was confined here. Only in the early hours were immediately after the Suprabhatam and before Nagar Sankirtanam. And the mantras were fixed. Rudram, Chamakam and Purusha Suktam. Every other alternate days, these were chanted for years, and that was the schedule of Prashanta Nilayam. Swami, out of his infinite compassion for the boys who are learning Vedas, just to encourage them, Swami told Sri Kamavadhani Garu, why don't you start chanting those mantras which my boys know? And that was a great boost for all of us. And every day morning, we started chanting new mantras. And you know, we had the greatest good fortune of having a special darshan of Bhagavan. Every day morning, when we used to chant, the Veda Ghosha used to go on. Swami used to come and stand near the window of his bedroom and used to give a special darshan. And that encouraged us a lot. And later, we always made humble beginnings. And we did not know many mantras, but Swami was so much proud of his children. And there were times when we had to go for, there are times the long procession will be there, and we don't know that many mantras. Then Swami used to come and tell us, don't worry, if you don't know, you just chant all the mantras what you know, and if you get exhausted, chant them again, no problem. Because procession will be moving, and those who are hearing, they will be all new. So they will think that you all know a lot.
Sir, years have passed by, and all of us have witnessed how this Vedic learning has taken a very big leap. Children of all classes, of all the institutions chant. And not only that, every devotee seated here in this divine abode chant the Vedas loud and clear in a group. When did this en masse learning of Vedam start?
Way back in 1982, Swami sent me to the higher secondary school with the specific instruction that make sure that all the children in the school learn Vedas. And during the same year, on the Vinayaka Chaturthi day, first time, en masse chanting of the Vedas in front of Bhagavan. And Swami was so immensely happy after that. And that made the beginning. All the other sister institutions joined, and everywhere en masse learning of the Vedas started. But it was in the year 2003, 18th September, Swami specifically sent instruction that whenever Swami comes for darshan in either morning or evening, that we should have Vedam chanting in the Kulwant Hall. Later, it was the year 2006 when Swami conducted the Atirudra Mahayatyam in this very hall, and on the first day Swami made a very profound statement. Swami said, Vedas does not belong to India alone. It belongs to all. There is no caste or creed or religion. Everybody can learn Vedas, and everybody should learn and practice Vedas. This is what Bhagavan said in the year 2006. And again in 2008, Swami was so gracious enough to give a specific slot for Vedam. Every day, morning 1 hour and evening 1 hour. This was the greatest boon for all of us to learn Veda and to practice Veda in the immediate presence of Bhagavan.
Thank you, sir, for taking us across the history lane and giving us a bird's eye view of what happened about the learning and chanting of the Vedas. Thank you, sir. Now we have Brother Shivashankar Sai, who was fortunate enough to be a part of the Vedam learning group from its inception and directly learnt under Brahmashri Kamavadhani Garu. Sir, could you please explain to us a shared experience which will make clear to all how loving Swami was in making boys learn these Vedas?
Sai Ram. Thank you, Ganesh. I was too fortunate to be part of the group which Brother Vednarayanan mentioned. We all learnt our Rudram and Chamakam mantras from Brahmashri Kamavadhani Garu under direct guidance of Bhagwan. You asked me about the experience. I recall one very beautiful experience. It happened during the Navaratri time. We just then learnt Rudram. Bhagwan wanted the Vedam boys also to join Kamavadhani Garu in chanting the invocatory mantras before Bhagwan's discourse. We chanted that. Bhagwan was very happy. After Bhagwan's discourse, Bhagwan retired to the green room of the Poonachandra auditorium. He was explaining and clarifying the doubts of some of the elders who were seated there. We as Vedam students also followed Bhagwan, and we were part of that group and enjoying Bhagwan's blissful proximity. There was then collector of Anantapur in that group, and he was very pleased to see students chanting Vedam. He mentioned to Bhagwan, Bhagwan, your students have chanted very well. As proud mother, he was very, very happy. He said, my boys are not just Vedam chanters, they are studying in the college. Along with their secular education, they learn the Vedic mantras and learn about the Indian culture. He was very happy. And then the collector asked a very intelligent question. Swami, do these students know the meaning of the Vedic mantras? We were all scared because we only knew the general meaning which Bhagwan tells about Vedas, but we did not know the individual mantras' meanings.
Only Swami had to come to your rescue.
Yes, who else could do that? We prayed to Bhagwan, And then merciful Lord came to our rescue, not only saved us, but gave us a beautiful revelation. He said, yes, my students know the very essence of Vedas. He said, even if you do not know the meaning of each and every line which you chant, it is enough if you chant them with devotion and fervor. And then he gave a beautiful analogy. He said, if the mother wants to put her baby to sleep, she sings beautiful lullabies. The child does not know the meaning of the words of the song. It does not know the rhythm. It does not know the raga in which it is chant, it is sung. It simply enjoys the sweet love of its mother and then goes to sleep. And then Swami said, even if you do not know the meaning, if you chant with devotion, it confers peace and prosperity and your spiritual upliftment. So, he not only saved us the big embarrassment, but taught us the importance of chanting the Vedic mantras daily for our own spiritual growth.
Thank you, Brother Shivashankar Sai. All of us know and have heard about the efficacy of chanting the Vedic mantras. But often do we realize what exactly it is? When Swami asks us to chant the mantras, we just do chant it. But later, when we ponder over it, then we come to realize the importance and the efficacy and the effect that the Vedic mantras have on us. On one such occasion, we listen to what Brother Nanda Gopal has to say. Two instances, one on how Swami keeps check of how we are, how alert we are while chanting the Vedic mantras, and the other incident where Swami revealed to all of them how effective these mantras are, and what Swami tells when he tells us to chant. That's so important. Brother Nanda Gopal.
Thank you, Brother Ganesh. It really triggered a very wonderful thought in my mind. There was one occasion when Swami used to keep, after having assigned us to Brahmashri Kamadhani Garu, we would always check how we have learnt, how well we have learnt, how alert we are. One evening session in the old Vrindavan, we were assembled for bhajans. And bhajan boys were sitting in front of him and all others were scattered. Right in front of him was Brother Ravi Kumar. And Swami asked him to start chanting Rudram. He started chanting. Then suddenly he said, stop, you chant. And I had positioned myself at the end of the corridor, not knowing when Swami had seen me, but you know. He said, you stop, start. And I had started. Then he said, stop. Then started Brother Narahari, he told you, you chant. Then Brother Vedanayan. By turns, he would just pick up wherever we had seated and told us to chant. Luckily, the training which Kamadhani Garu had given, whenever one person chants, we start chanting together. So we had a good fortune of continuing wherever the other person stopped. And obviously, Swami was so thrilled and we are equally thrilled. That is what is Paramananda and Brahmanandam, which happened to all of us. And another occasion, in the morning of Trayi, in the holidays time, Swami suddenly called us, whoever boys were there and guests were assembled there, he called us inside Trayi for a session. During the course of it, he asked, who all knows Rudram? So few of us were there, we raised our hand, and then Swami said, Chepadi, tell. So we started chanting. After a few anavakas, he told us to stop and carried on the general conversation with the guests and the boys who were there, as if this had not occurred at all. 45 minutes passed blissfully. We came back. And as we were going back, then somebody asked, Professor Narendra asked, what was special today? And then he went on to say, I said, we had Swami's darshan and we had his session in Trayi. It was very wonderful. But what was special? I said, didn't you chant Rudram? I said, yes, yes, we chanted and Swami is very happy. We were very happy. Then he revealed that day there was a Mahamastabhishekam in north, which was taking place for Shiva. And whoever chanted in that Galiga got lot of punya. Imagine this God who was making us chant, making us learn also, and conferring us on that grace from other forms of God also for us. Sharing this with Brother Shivakumar, he said, Evening also once he made a chant, full Rudram. Do you remember that? And then after the session, he also recalled finding out that on that day, there was one temple in Lord Sangameshwara's temple in Kurnool district in Andhra Pradesh, near Srisalam Reservoir. That temple is inundated in water for 12 years and recedes every 12 years. 2003 was the last which it receded and devotees could go and do puja there. 2003 evening, Swami made us chant Rudram fully. Look at it. Every act of his is what? For our benefit.
Really so beautiful to know your experience, sir. Bhagwan has always told, God is Bhavapriya. Now we have Brother Praveena sharing his experience on how Swami had illustrated the effect of chanting the mantras with full feeling and bhava.
Sai Ram to everybody. Swami had ever encouraged everyone to learn and chant Vedic mantras. I can still vividly recollect how Swami used to encourage the small kids from the primary school who used to come dressing differently, of course with appropriate costumes, and Swami used to give a pat on the back, pull the cheek or a chin, give him padamaskaram. That's how he used to bless those small kids. One Swami asked the higher secondary school students, how many of you can chant confidently, nicely? Then immediately so many boys raised, and then Swami said, come here. All the boys rushed to the upper veranda, and Swami made them sit in lines. Individually, Swami gave them beautiful gifts. On one occasion, Swami asked the Vedam group boys, who can chant Rudram nicely? I'll give them robe. Yes, quite a few boys learned the Rudram within span of 1 week and presented themselves to Swami, and Swami did reward them giving robes. I still recollect one important and very interesting incident when Swami had called a group of Vedam boys for the interview. Swami spoke to these boys about the significance of the Veda, Vedic chanting, etc. for about half an hour. In the end, Swami asked, any question? One boy stood up and asked, Swami, we have been chanting Vedic mantras, quite a few mantras, but Bhagwan, we do not know the meaning of many mantras. Then immediately Swami said, Bangaru, don't worry. You learn the mantras, you practice them, you chant them, and you feel the benefit. And Swami went on to give an analogy. Bhagwan said, a patient goes to a doctor. Doctor examines the patient and gives him the tablet. You take this tablet and you'll be all right. Patient takes the tablet, looks at the tablet and asks the doctor, Doctor, I do not know the chemical structure and chemical formula of this drug, but if I take this tablet, will I be all right? Will I be cured of the disease? Then doctor says, you have the faith. You take this tablet, you'll become all right. So that's how Swami used to encourage us to learning of Vedas. And also, Swami had encouraged us to learn all these Vedic mantras, no matter whether you know the meaning or not. However, Swami had emphasized, yes, you also should know the meaning, but don't go back. You learn the Vedic mantras first. These are beautiful and sacred Vedas written in the sacred language of Sanskrit.
Brother, we have often seen you speak in front of Swami in the divine language of Sanskrit. Did Swami give you any specific instruction or guidance regarding the learning of Sanskrit language?
Yes, I still remember one day, I think in the year 1993, when I was sitting in the upper veranda, Swami came out for darshan in the morning, and I was having a sheet of paper where a Sanskrit verse was written. Swami came towards me after taking a round, giving darshan for all the devotees, and then Swami came near me, and Swami took that paper and saw what was written. And then Swami asked me, which language? Then I said, Swami, Sanskritam. Swami paused for a while and then said, Sanskritam na shwasame. Sanskrit is my verily the breath itself. That's how Swami gave the revelation. Bhagwan, you have interacted with so many devotees. With your interaction, you have spoken so many languages. But Bhagwan, you have spoken so many languages, but you have breathed Sanskrit. That's why no wonder why Sanskrit language is said to be Deva Bhasha. It's Matra Bhasha, Girvana Bharati. Adhyapi, Aneka, Panditaha, Tesham Nitya Jivane, Samskrita Bhashayam, Eva, Vyavaharanti. Asmin Bhasha Yaha, Sulalita Kavyam, Gadya Padyani Rachayanti. Ayam Bhasha, Ativa Madhura, Sulabha, Saralacha Vartate. Parantu, Atya, Adra, Swami Eva, Veda Purusha, Prema Purusha, Nitya Purusha, Satya Purusha. Yatra Asmakam Priya Neta, Prita, Data, Sai Mata Asti. Tata Yatra Vayam Sarve, Yuktaha, Bhaktaha, Shaktaha, Viraktaha, Sai Sanidhi Chatra Santi. Tatra Mahat Karyaha Nisandehe Nabhavati. Tasma Deva, Swamina Dattam, Tanu Mana Dhanam, Sarvam. Tasma Eva Arpanam Kartam Vayam Sarve, Samsiddhaha Bhavema. Bhagwan, you have given us the treasure house of this vast knowledge of Vedam. You also have given us the key of Sanskrit language. Bhagwan, give us the discrimination and strength to use this knowledge and sanctify our lives. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Thank you, brother. Bhagwan, from the deepest recesses of our hearts, we the Vedam group offer our loving gratitude for you for giving us this golden opportunity of being a part of your divine mission. We will now listen to Bhagwan about what he says about the Vedas. Sai Ram.
And the Veda is neglected today.
Why?
Because there are nobody who repeat, who chant. In fact, Veda is not so poor and low. Veda is richest of all. There's nothing beyond. Man's position and fighting condition are very well contained in Vedic text. God has gifted Veda such that all can chant repeatedly. The Veda chanting has no differences like caste, creed and community.
It is
Bhagavan's decision that there should be Veda chanting in every country, by everybody, by every caste, by every community, by every individual. Veda is not limited to Brahmin community and to India alone. The other day, here in Puttaparthi, there are many people from Iran and Iraq. You have here Iranians right now. They chant Veda also. In fact, Veda is meant for the progress, advancement, welfare of every individual. Veda is meant for everyone. The fortunate ones pick up, learn, publicize, teach and share. But unfortunate people, they don't learn. Even if they learn, they don't teach and share. The first thing to begin with, they have to study Sanskrit.
Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah,
Muhammadur Rasulullah.